I don't have the proper date called up here. Tuesday, sorry. Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. Going heavy on the power clean and jerk. We have 5 sets of 4 on the docket. Last time we did this was on December 31st, 2021. Heavy day, nothing else. Classic heavy day. We respect the heavy days at Linchpin. There's a video attached to today's training I encourage everybody to watch. I would say it's mission critical. It's entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. There's a video there. You can also find it in podcast form if you want to search your podcast for that. One thing before it slips out of my mind. Power clean and jerk. So we're specifically not going below parallel, and that's because what did we do yesterday? We did 4 sets of 50 air squats. So we're going to pull from the ground today, but we're not going to require the athlete to go below parallel. That's very, very intentional. I had something and it's gone. It's back now. It's your call. You want to do push jerk or split jerk? It's your call. If you can do both, I would encourage you to do the one that you need more work on. But if the push jerk is quite demanding of flexibility and technique, and the split jerk is a little bit more forgiving, and if that's what you feel really comfortable with, go ahead and do split jerks. You'll be just fine. Fitness will be achieved. The other thing, which will be a common question, is, okay, I warm up, I choose my weights, I'm getting after it. Do these have to be touch and go? Do I have to lower the weight from overhead onto the front rack, touch and go it again? Is it unbroken sets of 4? And it's totally your call, and that is the absolute truth. Some people's bodies don't feel good when they lower what will be a heavy loading, this is a heavy day, back down to the front rack. It just feels like it's too much. It's not good on my shoulders, my back, my knees. I don't like it. And then I have to lower it back down to the hang and try to pull it off the ground again. If that doesn't treat you well, who cares what your favorite game athletes do? Who cares what you've seen on social media? Do 4 quick, appropriate singles, and that will count as your set of 4. You will be totally good to go. Fitness will be achieved. On the other hand, if doing touch and go and lowering it from the top every time feels totally fine for your body, you are authorized to do that as well. You are always authorized to make the best and the proper decision for you and where you are in your fitness journey. So either one is going to be just fine. You will be good to go. Now, if you want just a little bit of a flavor, maybe you're fantastic at the power clean and jerk, then the wild card option with the power snatch, that might be right up your alley and treat you great. The scaled option, I'll just make a note. Sets of 4 are there, but instead of offering the push jerk or split jerk, it's the push press. So it's power clean and push press. And it's still 4 sets of 4. It's still a heavy day for the scaled option because a day like this, almost anybody can do it because you just keep lowering the loading until it's appropriate for darn near any level of client. All the way down to a very light load, to an empty barbell, to a training barbell, to a broom handle, or to a PVC pipe, we can get just about anybody doing 4x4 power clean and push press. And when in doubt, focus on technique. Walk out of the gym better than you walked in the gym for this lift, and you have got yourself a win. And of course, the limited equipment option. Dumbbells, heavy day, equal success. Money in the bank. They're fantastic. So if you are looking to maybe not touch the barbell on one of these heavy days and go the dumbbell route, you will not be shortchanged. That's for sure. Let's see. And that's about it. Fantastic day. Lifting heavy. Hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you back here tomorrow. It's a strength building day again, but not with a barbell.